This is Tip TV Finance with me, Jenny Hammond, and Zach Mir. And joining us down the line is Clem Chambers from ADVFN. Clem, good to have you with us today.
Good to be on.
So, Clem, what are you seeing as the major stories today that are going to follow through to this week? I know that Weetabix is up for sale. Is that going to make headlines?
I'm not going to be running down the street to Bix for that one. I mean, obviously, the big news is still Mr. Trump. He seems to be following through on his agenda to everyone's horror and surprise.
So what's the, what are the bad parts of his agenda that people don't like? Theresa May is going to be the first in the queue to see
on
him
Friday,
next,
a big meeting.
To see him. He's returned hundreds of thousands of jobs to the United States even before becoming president. And he's giving a journalist a run for their money. So it sounds like perfection to me.
Yeah, I know, but doesn't he come across as just unhinged? Isn't that the problem?
Well, I think maybe that's, you know, cometh the hour, cometh the man.
Yeah. I mean, it was definitely the best inauguration speech since 1933, for sure. But certainly I find it really terrifying.
But what's the terrifying part of it? I mean, that's because I think...
And that can't be good for the markets. All my indicators say up, so I love it.
So you think the Trump trade's going to continue?
I think there's a strong possibility that the Trump trade is going to continue, but it's stopped for now. That run is finished. It's now in pause mode. So we're either at a top or we're at the beginning of something. So, you know, if the market could go really a long way either way, so that's kind of it's at a tipping point. Mm. It's at a pivot, as I'm sure Zach would say. I think the possibility is there's two chances in three it's going to move a lot higher. And that's why I'm positioned. But, this demagogue aspect, I think, is really, really terrifying. But, you know, it seems to be working. Everybody seems to want to come into line. But that's going to be only good for so long. And when the real politics of the matter come to the fore, we'll see. We'll see. I think a lot of people are like me thinking, oh, dear, well, you know, as long as it all goes right, that's fine. But and we all want it to go right after all. But there's definitely a bouncy road ahead, and the market climbs up a wall of worry and all that. But there's only so much of that you can have. But watch the bond yields. The thing that I find interesting is he's meant to be anti-Fed, but his whole policies pivot on the Fed, because the Fed's ability to keep interest rates low and the cost of borrowing money low for the American state is all important. And if the Fed were to be closed, God forbid, or was to be, humbled or made to stop doing the policies that we've seen the last 7 or 8 years, Trump's policies are just straight impossible. Mm-hmm. So, that's another pivot point that I find quite interesting. But, all my indicators say if it goes up from here, it's going to go a long way. My mind tells me that I should be looking the other way. I should be on Soros' side and saying there's going to be a big crash coming up. But maybe we could have both. But I do say technically it looks incredibly strong. But the magic of charts, very good for predicting the past. That's why I'm positioned for a rally. But I must say, I don't think I've ever been more confused with the market than right now.
Isn't this the right time to be buying gold then?
Yeah, well, if you're a gold bug, absolutely. I mean, it's always the right time to buy gold, because it should be 2 or 3% of your portfolio, theoretically. So they say, it's 0% of my portfolio. I don't like the stuff. You have to store it. It can be easily stolen. You can buy paper gold, which is not gold at all, blah, 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 blah. It's a good hedge. I would prefer land to gold. They can't steal land very easily. They can't really carry it off. Can't break into the bank and steal it. But for someone who can't afford land, gold is a hedge, I suppose. I don't know. I think gold is at, roughly speaking, the right price right now. But, if Trump did go to the downside, then obviously gold would be great, because that's the place to run to in bad times.
Well, talking of commodities, and now moving on to copper, and this is the one to watch this week, apparently, especially with what's happening in Chile now.
Well, I do think that commodities are interesting if you're a speculator. You can get fabulous leverage on them, and they're totally unpredictable. And when they move, they really, really move. But if you look at the history of the 1970s, after the big commodities run, you had these series of slumps followed by big rallies, but each rally was smaller. And each of those rallies never really gave the promise of the previous rally before it. So you got a period of descending spikes. So you had the fantastic period of 73, 74, and then it came again. And all the commodities had these fantastic rallies three or four times, right up to the early 80s, but they're always disappointed. And that's the lesson that I take away from the boom of the 70s, which of course repeated in the 2000s, that you will get rallies, you will get a copper rally, you will get a zinc rally, you will get a potato rally, you'll get a coffee and a sugar rally, and you get three or four in the next decade, and they will look spectacular, and they'll have a great narrative, but they simply will not go as high as the previous one. So if you can pick a spike in a commodity, you know, don't expect it to replay the volume of the recent past. It will be less. So, you know, be ready to jump off the spike and see it fall back. So, you know, any commodity that rallies hard over the next 3 or 4 years, that's the kind of play that I'd be looking at.
Fantastic. Clem, thank you. Clem Chambers there from ADVFN.